Good morning, everybody. Welcome. Today will be Saturday, the 9th of March. Praise God. We are in John 18, but as we get started today, I want to invite you to go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel, like and comment, share these videos, go to my podcast and subscribe and like, comment, and share them. This helps our ministry. You can contact me, Tom and Sarah, at Outlook.com to get information about this ministry and the like. Today is a little cloudy, rainy day in Redding, California. Yesterday and the day before were just beautiful sunshine. So it's exciting. Anyway, here we are. John, the 18th chapter. Peter, starting in verse 15, Peter and another disciple followed along behind them as they took Jesus into the courtyard of Annas's palace. Since the other disciple was well known to the high priest, he entered in. Now, we don't know who this other disciple is. Many people say it was John, who'd never really mentioned himself, except as the disciple that Jesus loved. It could have been Nicodemus, which would explain why this disciple was well known to the high priest. So it's just hard to determine. And that would also explain why he was included in all the proceedings. But be that as it may, we don't know who this other disciple was. But Peter, verse 16, but Peter was left standing outside by the gate. And then the other disciple came back out to the servant girl who was guarding the gate and convinced her to allow Peter inside. And again, we're not sure if it's Nicodemus or John. This would probably give an argument for John. So, you know, we have an argument for both of them. But anyway, Peter gets inside. And as he passed inside, a young servant girl guarding the gate took a look at Peter and said, "Aren't you one of his disciples?" Well, he denied it. "No, I'm not." Now, because it was cold, the soldiers and guards made a coal fire and were standing around it to keep warm. So Peter huddled there with them around the fire. Okay, so this is the first of his denials. All right, so he comes and now he's warming himself by this coal of fire. And a lot of times, I wanna just say this. It's not inferred here, but sometimes when you are fearful or discouraged, you're going to find fellowship with people just to fit in, and that's what Peter was doing. He was trying to be a part of the mob as opposed to separated as his disciple. Now Peter's around this fire. He's keeping warm. He's doing something normal at this moment. And then the high priest interrogated Jesus concerning his disciples and his teachings. Now, it's interesting that Jesus is concerned about, Annas is concerned about Jesus' disciples. Just understand this, the religious spirit is always concerned with impressive numbers, even though Jesus only had 12 people that followed him closely for 3.5 years. And they were always with him. The religious spirit loves numbers. They want the church to grow in numbers so that they can say that they were a success. Jim Elliot, a missionary to the Alca Indians in South America back in the late 1950s, he said, his wife, actually Elizabeth Elliot, a few years later after his death, said that success with God is not geared on, is not determined by how many people you have in your church or by how many books you've sold or anything. Success with God is always determined by how closely and how much you have obeyed him in what he's asked you to do. So Jesus wasn't even, well, he was concerned about the disciples, but he wasn't concerned about the numbers. All right, the numbers had significance in the Bible, but the religious spirit is always worried about how many people do you have. Now, Jesus answered Annas's question by saying, I have said nothing in secret. At all times, I've taught openly and publicly in the synagogue, in the temple courts, and wherever people assemble. Why would you ask me for evidence to condemn me? Ask those who have heard and what I've taught. They can tell you. Just then, one of the guards standing near Jesus punched him in the face with his fist and said, how dare you answer the high priest like that? Now, this Greek word just meant struck him. It could have been a rod. It's just like the word that's used here in Greek, could mean a rod, but he struck him. It doesn't necessarily mean that he just punched him. Okay. Jesus was beaten everywhere he went that night and the next morning until he was crucified. Now he was crucified at 9 a.m. So that was just a bad night for him. But he did it because he loves you, who for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. Okay? And then the guard hit him and said, how dare you answer the high priest like that? Jesus replied, if my words were evil, then prove it. But if I haven't broken any laws, then why would you hit me? And then Annas sent Jesus, still tied up, across the way to the high priest, Caiaphas. The deal here, see, Paul was beaten and he spoke to the high priest and they said, how dare you talk to the high priest? Paul did this. They said to Paul, how dare you talk to the high priest like that? And he said, well, I didn't know that he was the high priest. Jesus did not even answer him. He said, if my words were evil, then prove it. Now, here's another thing. There were two high priests here, Annas and Caiaphas. That's illegal. Can't do that. Having a trial at night, illegal. Can't do that. So they sent Jesus still tied. Now, meanwhile, verse 25, Peter was still standing in the courtyard by the fire. And one of the guards standing there said to him, aren't you one of his disciples? I know you are. Peter swore and said, I am not his disciple. The Aramaic translates the word more harshly, not just that he swore, but that he blasphemed. Here. God forgave Peter for blaspheming him. But one of the servants of the high priest, a relative to that man whose ear Peter had cut off, so Malchus's relative says, looked at him and said, wait, didn't I see you there in the garden with Jesus? And Peter denied it a third time and said no. And at the same moment, a rooster crowed nearby. Luke interjects something here, and we'll talk about it when we're in Luke's gospel, but said that Jesus turned, when the rooster crowed, Jesus turned and saw Peter. And then Peter ran and wept. And Jesus forgave him. We'll read that a little bit later. Now, before dawn, they took Jesus from his trial before Caiaphas to the Roman governor's palace. Okay, the Greek here is praetorium, the general's tent, or whatever you want to say. They basically, at dawn, woke Pilate up. Now, the Jews refused to go into the Roman governor's residence to avoid ceremonial defilement before eating the Passover meal. So Pilate came outside where they were waiting and asked them pointedly, tell me, what exactly is the accusation that you bring against this man? What has he done? The Jews didn't want to crucify. They didn't want just Jesus to die. They wanted him to be punished. And they couldn't do it. So they had to have Pilate do it for them, do their dirty work. remember, this is before dawn. So it could have been about 4 or 5 in the morning, something like that. And the governor had to get dressed and come out. There was all this stuff. So he came out. And it just shows the patience of Pilate here, because he could have easily gotten the Jews arrested for waking them up. This is an illegal trial. This is an illegal thing that took an illegal event. The whole thing is illegal. 2 high priests, can't do it. Trial by night, can't do it. Waking the governor up, can't do it. All of this is illegal. Okay? And then they answered, "We wouldn't come here and hand over this criminal to you if he wasn't guilty of some wrongdoing." Okay? This word that's used for hand over can also mean betrayed. Betrayal. "We wouldn't be coming here to betray this criminal to you if he wasn't guilty of some wrongdoing." They didn't even have a charge against him. They just said, "Well, you're going to have to find this out." Pilate said, "Very well, then you take him yourselves and go pass judgment on him according to your Jewish laws." But the Jewish leaders complained and said, "We do not have legal authority to put anyone to death. You should have crucified him." Now this is clear. This explicitly clarifies that the illegality of the Jews to crucify Jesus. It did permit death by stoning, but they wanted him crucified. Now Psalm 22 talked about he was pierced. He was. On the tree, Isaiah 53, he was pierced for our transgressions. He was wounded for our transgressions, and by his stripes we were healed. They wanted this thing. This is the cruel manner of death used by the Romans to execute the worst of the criminals. And for this reason, they wanted Pilate to order his crucifixion. Jesus had already prophesied that that's how he was going to die. "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself." That's what he said. Recognize this whole scene, if you will. There was a desperation by the Jewish leaders to have Jesus crucified. It was desperate for them. They desperately wanted him crucified. They didn't want to stone him. They wanted him crucified. I think part of it had to do with the fact that he disappeared out of their sight many, many times. Or a few times at least. And they didn't want that chance to be taken again. Now the Romans were brutal people. I'm Italian, Sicilian actually. And the Roman Empire, they were brutal. They didn't treat you nicely. Pilate knew somehow, he knew that Jesus did not do anything wrong. I mean, remember, I can't remember the gospel, but one of the gospels, Pilate's wife had mentioned, "Don't have anything to do with this man. I was troubled because of him." I think that had something to do with Pilate not wanting anything to do with it. The Jews were desperate to have Jesus crucified. They wanted him crucified. They wanted him dead. I don't know why. He was nothing but good. But the only thing is, he caused the religious leaders a lot of uncomfortable moments. And I think that's what the deal was. I don't know. It's tough to know in situations like this. So, I'm saying these things to you today because it's important to recognize what Jesus had to go through, because he says it was a joy for him, in Hebrews chapter 12, who for the joy set before him endured all of these things. You can only understand that Jesus hadn't slept in at least 24 hours. They took him at his weakest. They took him at his physically at his weakest point. But Jesus was not weak in any stretch of the imagination. He had his full faculties. I know how I was when I didn't get much sleep. Jesus wasn't like that. We're going to pick up Pilate's interrogation tomorrow, Monday, but I want to share a couple things with you. First of all, I'm going to school next year. I need to raise 54, 5460, to actually 50, yeah, 5460. To go to school. It's 5,600. I have 140 already. And if you want to donate into that, I would greatly appreciate it. Tom and Sarah at Outlook.com, and I'll get you the links for that. If you want to donate to the ministry, to this ministry, as we take teams to different places, Alaska, LA, we're going to go do ministering. You can do that to Tom and Sarah at Outlook.com, and I'll get you all that information. Understand that this is the time and this is the season for us to really move ahead in the gospel. And that's what I'm going for. I'm not looking for anything else. I'm just going to be going for the gospel. I'm going to see Jesus get his full reward in these things. Well, I hope you're enjoying these lessons. Just go ahead and subscribe, like, comment to my YouTube channel, to my podcast channel, to share these videos with people. Just appreciate that. That'll help this ministry as well. Also, you can get my two books, SOS, A 50-Day Journey into the Heart of God, From Breakdown to Breakthrough, My Journey to Soul Health. You can get both of those books from Amazon, Barnes and Noble, Walmart.com. You can get them from me, Tom and Sarah, at Outlook.com, and I'll tell you how to get those books. $20 for me includes shipping, a donation of at least $20 or more, and that'll get you those two books. All right. Well, God bless you guys. You have a great weekend. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour tonight. I know we're going to lose an hour's sleep, but get to bed a little early as well. Well, anyway, God bless you guys. Have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time.